So Meredith asked a question.
Well, I feel like this is a safe zone for us to ask stupid questions.
It wasn't a stupid question. It's a question that you see the news.
Oh, yeah.
They said, what did it say, 2.6 million people?
26 million packages were stolen off people's porches last year.
Okay.
Last year.
So 26 million last year. And they have them on the ring. They just showed a whole bunch of people in their videos and stuff, grabbing stuff middle of the day. Daylight, and they grabbing packages.
Right.
So Meredith asked this question, and we refused to answer the question until now.
Yeah.
You have the floor. Ask the question that you asked us.
Okay.
Don't set it up. Just ask the question.
All right. Can I shoot a porch pirate
if
I'm in the house? Because they're on my property and they're stealing my property. And I mean, I may be nervous at that moment.
No. Meredith.
I'm asking
Meredith.
You. No.
Meredith looked at us in the room and said, can I shoot a porch pirate? Like, for stealing my property, can I shoot him?
I thought it wasn't the worst question ever.
It's not the worst question ever because, and I mean, shout out to Grady Judge, shout out to Chad Cronister, all of our sheriffs out here. I'm sure they're happy we're having this conversation so people know that I believe unequivocally you cannot shoot a porch pirate.
Okay, I didn't know
that. I'm not saying you're bad for asking, but I'm saying, damn it, we got to make sure y'all are clear.
Okay, well, if I'm in the house, because this happens all the time, and there's a package outside, and I'm about to go grab it, and then all of a sudden someone pulls up, and they run up to my front door. I mean, right there,
I see
that, and I'm kind of nervous.
Nah, you can't
do
that.
Yeah, kind of nervous and in fear for your life are like two different things.
Honestly, I know this affects everybody, because we all got packages being delivered places, and we don't want our stuff stolen.
Every day.
And these idiots are stealing stuff, and they don't even know what they're stealing.
Nah.
Right. You know, toilet paper.
It could be whatever. Socks. Yeah, you know what I'm saying? So all of the stuff for the naughty list kid from 7 o'clock. It's like just socks and batteries. But you can't shoot somebody unless it is defending your life.
Your life has
to be like, you know, there's that whole loose thing about stand your ground. I'm sure lawyers, expensive lawyers, can get either side worked out. But when you're outside and somebody runs up on your lawn at you, then
that's different.
You at least have some sort of fear about your person. If you're behind the locked door and you just see somebody out there doing bad, you have other options.
Okay, I'm still in my house.
You're protected. Okay. You can call the authorities. You can do all that.
Now you just discharged a firearm.
Oh.
You just
out the window.
Yeah.
You trying to bust out the window.
Now you need a new window.
You can't do that. There's so many things wrong with what you have.
Right.
But I'm saying it's good to at least for people to know, because somebody out there might not know that you can't shoot somebody who's stealing something
off your porch. That guy was trying to steal something from your house, inside of your house,
and that's
a different ballgame.
Okay.
If you're breaking into my house.
Now we can turn it to a gun class now. All right, what?
Okay.
It's kind of sorta.
Okay.
Like if somebody's stealing your stuff in your house, they in your house, and they stealing your TV, and they climbing out the window with your TV, you got to just let them go.
Really?
They leaving your house.
Okay, so there's not a threat at that moment.
You can't shoot them. You shoot them in the back. You can't do that.
Mm, now you're going to jail.
But if I'm on the other side of that door and you're trying to break down that door.
Oh, yeah.
That's going to be the last time. That's a much different thing.
Okay. Like, that's what you protecting your domicile.
Right.
Like, you can do that.
Okay.
You know, and all these things are Orlando, not Bleep Easley Media.
So there's nothing we can do to protect ourselves against these
porch pirates.
Besides, obviously, lock up the packages and bring them inside immediately or whatever.
My solution is have everything delivered to your job. That's what my solution is.
That's not bad.
I get a signature here because reception, and they like, hey, you got a package. I'm like, I'll grab it before I leave.
Could somebody take Meredith to the gun range, please? I feel like she got an itchy trigger finger right now. Some pent-up aggression.
Right.
Somebody said, I told my wife to shoot him with the pellet gun.
Okay.
Let's see. I'm obviously going to jail, it says. Let's see. Wow. I bet if a couple got shot, they would stop stealing our stuff.
See, I don't know how to make this stop because 26 million packages did get stolen last year.
I don't think criminals are really like learning lessons like that.
Right, yeah, you know what I'm saying?
I just saw on the news.
Hey, Craig got shot stealing stuff. I should change my life. These phone texts are exactly why we're having this conversation. Somebody just said, out of the 863, they getting shot regardless.
Oh.
because if they're walking on my property stealing stuff, I hate thieves, especially living in Polk County. Grady Judd would approve. And that is from Lisa.
Yeah, I don't know if you want to speak for him when you say that.
Yeah.
But,
oh, you can't.
But every single time I've seen like the no trespassing sign on the fences, and then the guy like in my mind is holding the big shotgun.
Oh, yeah.
You know, and then he fires off like a warning shot.
Yeah, right.
I can't do that.
And you got your own private property? I mean, I remember back in the day, it used to be pow
well,
first.
That's different than a warning shot. Ain't no warning shots.
Okay.
I remember that explicitly when I took the concealed carry class. They said if you pull it out, you pull it out and
to
use
kill.
It. Yeah,
you pull out to kill.
That's
yeah,
it.
You don't.
Know,
I mean,
ain't
but
no
I'm saying, clack. But I mean, what she's talking about is the old person with acres,
right? Yeah.
And they got a horse and they got a shotgun.
I get
and
that.
They got and you somebody's on my property,
right? Because
you know how them crazy people.
Absolutely.
I mean, not crazy people. I'm saying. Other counties. They got like gates and then they got a sign up at the gate saying you're entering private property. Mm-hmm. I'm not surprised if somebody got a shotgun back there a couple miles back and they're like, all right, I wish they would.
Right.
Come across here trying to grab something from me.
Yeah.
It happens.
Yeah, it happens.
But that don't
it.
Mean you can shoot people for personal property.
So don't whip out my gun when I just let somebody steal my property.
Yes.
There's nothing I can do.
You call the authorities and you get a videotape of them and they put them on the news like they just put them 100 people that got free stuff on the news story we just saw.
Yeah, Davi brought up a good point. Even if they're stealing my car or stealing something inside my car, breaking in.
You can't shoot somebody over personal property. You can only defend yourself against somebody trying to take your life.
My life. Okay.
If your life is being threatened or your family or like you think somebody's going to be hurt, then you could return that aggression.
Okay.
But you can't be like, you're taking my watch. My wife gave me this watch.
Yeah.
Like, lost the receipt.
Yeah. You know what I mean? You can't. You have to be in fear for your life. Mm-hmm. That's just the rule.
Okay.
Other than that.
Not smart.
Now lawyers get to decide how scared you were.
Yeah.
And
they
and
get to
jury.
Sum it up and all that. That's where
different,
it gets crazy.
Like when I got my concealed, there's different types of like insurance and programs that you can purchase that will defend you. Like they'll hire you a lawyer if that's the situation. We got a text out to 727. It says, I'm from St. Pete. If they get caught in the house, they're getting shot. But if they're outside the house, they're getting whooped. Period.
Oh, okay. Damn.
Wait, Cece is on the phone. You had something stolen from your house?
I did.
What, like, how long ago? Because, I mean, this is like, they said it's rampant right now.
Oh, and by the way, I'm a first-time caller.
Hey, first-time caller.
Cece on the radio. So, wait, now what happened?
So, I ordered something off of Amazon. It was a bathing suit that I ordered. It was, like, over the summer. And my neighbor, she took my package. And, like, I had to go to the rent office and, like, figure everything out. And, like, her boyfriend brought it back to me and was like, she took it on an accident.
Oh, okay.
So, mixed
so
up.
Did you get video of her doing it?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Oh, yeah. Yeah, you guilty.
Can you imagine seeing your neighbors, like, stealing your packages?
I just don't understand it. Like, it wasn't a mistake.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you know what I'm saying? That's somebody who making a choice to go up on your property, which I understand why people think they got to defend it. But, you know, I'm saying you prosecute the hell out of those folks.
Scary.
Like 26 million packages didn't make it to where they were going.
And, you know, there's somebody right now on the prowl.
Yeah, listening.
Right. They're like, yo, people at work.
Yeah.
There are people who, I remember when Charlie was telling me there were people who were rolling around Cheval and they were, you know, them kids that come to your door and they're like, can you support our
band
thing with some magazine, whatever. So they come to your door. But like these kids were coming to the door like and knocking on doors to ask for signatures for something. And then when people wouldn't answer, they would know when they weren't home.
They're casing it out.
They were casing. And then if they opened the door, they would look inside.
Interesting.
And then they would come back through and rob the places that they knew who wasn't going to be home.
Oh, see, this is why it's important to have a gun in the house.
I mean,
in my opinion.
But you could also say this is why it's important to have that Ring doorbell.
Yes.
Because you can't roll. Yeah, you know what I'm saying? You can't roll up without you. I mean, I see you on the phone all the time. Every time somebody roll up to your house, you
ding.
Right.
It's right, you know, on my phone.
So now you at least know, and you have documentation on it.
We got a text out the 863. It says, I don't steal, but I've gotten at least 5 packages delivered to me by mistake.
And do you keep them? And
wait, is that stealing?
Nah.
Technically,
that's
yes.
A blessing.
I'm for real. Is that still, if any legal person out there, is that still, if you get a package delivered to you by accident, because I don't know the answer to this.
Whose name is on it?
Right. It's not, it's accident. It's not, it's somebody else's. It was delivered to your house by the delivery people. They left it with you. Why are you laughing?
Because Dobby's done this before. Wow. He's kept it.
All right,
we know
he has. Wait, 888-429-0941. Text in, because I don't want y'all getting me with billable hours. But what's the law on if a package that is named to Dobby Rolando is delivered to Orlando Davis?
Oh.
Is delivered to me.
Give it back.
What? Am I stealing if I keep this? Because if find this, possession's something part of the law, they say.
Right, right.
Possession's 9/10 of the law. Yeah. I'll possess it. It's mine.
Wrong.
You gave it to me.
Well, they sent it to you. They delivered it to you.
So I can keep it.
But you know you ain't ordered that.
I did not.
Right.
Did anybody here keep something that was accidentally delivered to them?
Yeah, I did.
Please did.
What was it?
Trash cans.
The good trash cans.
It was really
cans.
Nice trash cans that you just kind of wave your hand over.
Oh,
and
I got
open
one
up.
Of those. Yeah.
Yeah, it was a set. It was 2. It was a big one and a small one.
And you just kept them. You didn't try to find the person?
And he knew it wasn't addressed to him.
You know what? I left it in the box for like 2 weeks thinking it was a setup. I really did.
Really?
I swear I did.
Captain, I've followed this Dobby guy since high school. I've seen him do a lot of things, and I think we can get him with these trash cans.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.